Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Washed Perfectly Clean. Today we look at Psalm 51, the first two verses. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. What is it about red juice and little ones? You can give them a cup of water and the spills will be minimal, but when the red juice is involved, it seems like the possibility of spills grows exponentially. And when it spills, it's as though it is drawn to anything white or light-colored. The stains are brutal, and often no matter what you do, a hint of stain lingers as a constant reminder. Our verses from Psalm 51 were written by David. David had committed adultery with Bathsheba and had given orders that her husband should be sent to the front lines of battle where he was killed. Nathan the prophet had come to David to confront him regarding his sin. David was overwhelmed with grief and penitence. He felt the stain of sin covering him. He pleaded to God for his forgiveness with words such as, "Have mercy on me, blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin." He repeated his plea four times in this short section, highlighting the intensity of his grief. David had sinned. He had rejected God and his will. Sorrow filled his heart, and he felt a deep need for forgiveness. Notice in the verses how David included what he knew about God's mercy. He asked for God's forgiveness because of God's unfailing love and his great compassion. While overwhelmed in sadness over his sin, David prayed for God's mercy, his love, and his compassion. What an amazing statement of God's love for David and for all sinners. God hates sin and expects perfection. Yet, God also dearly loves his people to the point of sending Jesus to wash away every sin. And when God forgives sins, David's and our own, they are gone, washed away, covered with God's grace. There is no hint of stain left in God's eyes. Because of Jesus, God looks at us and sees his dearly loved and redeemed children. No greater statement of love has ever been made than when Jesus washed away our sins on the cross. You and I can scrub all day, and some of those red juice stains are there permanently. You and I have times where sin and guilt can be overwhelming. We can struggle with where to turn and how to resolve our guilt. It's then that we turn to God, just as David did. When we go to God in faith, his mercy and grace are ours because of Jesus. We are perfectly clean in God's eyes and at peace with him. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you, dear Savior. We pray. Dear Father, when I am overwhelmed by my sins, remind me of your mercy, compassion, and grace. Thank you for washing me clean of my sins through Jesus. Help me to reflect your grace in all I do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.